understand that sometimes when we hear about the book of Romans, we are afraid.
我们觉得它可能是一本很深的书。
That we find that it might be a book that's too deep.
那其实它是一封信。
Actually, it's just a letter, an epistle.
但是你可以想象，两千年前有一个叫保罗的人写了一封这样的信，结果两千年来的世界真的是被影响了。
Just imagine that this letter was written by a name by the name of Paul 2,000 years ago, and since then the world has been influenced by this letter.
它不单单只是影响教会。
Not only influenced the churches.
它真的是影响整个世界。
It actually influenced the world.
我记得我在大学的时候，我一个数学老师说，自从 justification by faith 之后，数学的 methodology 也换了。他说。
Pastor Chang remembered that back in school there was a mathematics teacher that actually said since justification by faith.The whole subject of mathematics has been changed.
他不是基督徒来的。
And he was not a Christian.
这一封信真的是影响了整个人类的这个文明。
This letter indeed influenced all of humanity.
所以我们这几，所以今天我在这里，我也感到非常非常的这个沉重。
Certainly, Pastor Chang feels very burdened today.
因为这封信的每一句话。都是一个很丰富的这个信息跟意义在里面。
Because every single phrase in this a verse in this book, there are a lot of meanings behind it.
我真的是感到非常的这个困难，要怎么样去来处理跟这个来这个拿捏这个整个经文的那个重点。
I feel very troubled, burdened as to how I can go about actually just getting the message from this across to you.
然后又想到说，我们当中有各种各样不同背景的人。
And certainly amongst us, there are people of different backgrounds.
但是无论如何，我们今天要来看前面这七节。
But today we'll be looking at this first seven verses of chapter one.
我请这个后面的同工把经文一直放在荧幕上好吗？我一边跟大家分享的时候，我们一边要一直盯着这个经文的本身。
As the pastor continues to share his sermon, let's keep our focus on the passage itself.
因为我们是按照保罗所告诉我们的事情，那么来了解的。
Because we are trying to understand the message according to the way Paul has told us.
相信大家刚才很快的把这个经文读过一遍的时候。
As we have read through this passage quickly earlier on,
你发现到说保罗其实在讲一个很长的一个历史。
You actually find that Paul was telling us a pretty long history.
那么在短短的这七节里面，关于神，他提到圣父，他提到上帝。
In this seven short verses, Paul had mentioned the Heavenly Father, mentioned God.
然后他提到圣灵
the Holy Spirit.
然后他提到主耶稣
Jesus Christ.
你看到圣父、圣子、圣灵了
And we see the Holy Trinity.
所以今天我会跟大家提到三位一体的事情
Certainly we'll come to this subject today.
然后你会一直看到他一直提到他自己
And we also see that he will refer to himself.
到底在他身上发生了些什么事
？What happened in his life?
然后接下来他就提到这个收信的这个罗马教会的这个信徒呢，他们是谁
？And then he went on and actually described the people receiving this letter, the Christians in Rome.
然后虽然是短短的七节，其实他又把整个信仰的全部的东西都。放在里面了。
Even though it's just the short seven verses, he managed to condense our religion in the seven verses.
这也是保罗的书信的一个特色。
And this is actually something that's unique about Paul's epistles.
几乎每一封信前面的这个几节或者是十多节，他就把全部东西都讲完了。
Actually, in most of his epistles, he managed to condense the content in the first seven or in the 15 verses.
我想理由也很简单。
理由也很简单。I guess the reason is actually quite simple.
因为保罗之所以要写信
The reason why Paul actually wants to write these letters
就是因为有这一些事情发生了
Because some of these things have happened
然后有事情发生所以就他要处理他要面对他要表达
And therefore he had to manage, handle and express it
就是这样子
And this is kind of it
就好像最近这几个星期。
It's similar to what's happened the last few weeks.
我们因为哀悼我们的建国总理。
We have lost our founding father.
然后我们一直在听到很多过去这四十多年到五十年来的事情，新加坡的事情。
And certainly we have come to learn more about what's happened to Singapore the last 40 plus 50 years.
然后我相信我们每一个人听到这些事，我们大概有不同的感受，有不同的了解。
I think all of us, when we hear these things, we have different views or feelings about them.
但是我想我们有一些共同点。
But there is some commonality.
就是说，当我们听到这些过去，我们才知道说我们今天为什么会是这样的。
And I think after actually review the history, we understand how we got to where we are today.
那今天我们会是这样子。
And this is how why we the way we are.
是因为跟过去分不开的。
Because it's actually inseparable from what has transpired in the past.
意思就是说，你开始发现到你今天是谁，你今天在做什么，你今天会是这样。原来背后都有一个过去很多很多的事情，很多很多的故事牵连着的。
Is what how we are, how we handle things, who we are today are intertwined with things that have happened to us in the past.
那么接着下来，你现在你会怎么样？跟将来你打算怎么样？你如果小心仔细的想一想，反思，也会是因为那些过去而造成。
And certainly, I think from what happens to us from here on, how we behave.Is certainly related to what has happened to us in the past as well.
或者讲得简单一点。
Put it simply.
你现在，你觉得过去的这一切跟你有关的故事。
If you think about things that have happened to you in the past that related to you.
你怎么样了解？
How do you understand them?
你怎么样感受
？How do you feel about them?
其实你今天就一直在反应。
You have actually been responding, reacting to them.
当你觉得你的过去是很讨厌的时候
If you actually dislike your past,
你今天你每一天都很生气
You'll be pretty angry every day today
你一直觉得你旁边的人好像欠你什么好像对不起你
You feel like people around you have wronged you
或者是甚至 你也很气你自己有一个这样的过去
And perhaps you're angry at yourself for having such a past
以至于你今天你有一些的反应你有一些的表达方式
And perhaps you have a way to express this today
尤其是年轻人
Particularly among the younger people
跟像我这样步入中年要到老年的人
And also
By the way I'm 58
The middle age to getting to somewhat older people as well
年轻人他有他过去的十多年或者是二十年
Young people have perhaps a histories in the teens to maybe 20 years
你觉得你满意或者不满意或者觉得好或者是不好就会反映在今天你是一个怎么样的年轻人
Whether you are satisfied or dissatisfied with the past whether you like it or you dislike it will actually be reflected in you today
那么再像我们这个后来又在世上过了三十多年的那个种种的这个遭遇之后
And for those of us who have lived beyond those in say the 30 plus years
现在像我们这种快要到进入老年的时候
For those of us who are aging
你就看我们是一个高兴的老人还是一个 满肚子都有苦毒的老人还是一个啰里啰嗦的老人
You see whether we are growing old happily or grumpily or perhaps niggardly
我要讲的就是你发现到说我们都跟过去的故事分不开。
The point is that our present is, cannot be separated from our past.
那么两千年前有一个人叫保罗的。
2000 years ago, there was a man named Paul.
他有一个更深重的一个过去。
He had even a more, perhaps a more troubled past.
他有两千多年的一个整个民族的信仰的过去。
He had a he has a history of the Jewish religion 2000 years old.
这样的一个两千年的一个民族跟他分不开的过去呢，突然之间在有一天发生的一些事情。
This history of this 2000 year history of his race, and one day something happened to him.
就是有一天他在一个路上，他要去抓那一些信耶稣的犹太人的时候。
One day he was on his way to trying to persecute Christians on the road to Damascus.
犹太人。信耶稣的犹太人。
Jews who were Christians.
那么他本身也是犹太人。
And certainly he was Jewish himself.
那除了那两千年的他的这个旧约信仰之外。
In addition to the 2,000 years of Old Testament history.
那在他不久之前三十多年，突然有一个人出现叫耶稣。
30 years before this, there's a man who appeared called Jesus.
然后再就是他自己路上那一个经验。
And there's an experience he had on this road.
当这些事情都出现的时候。
When all this happened,
保罗从此就不再是保罗。
Paul was at that point no longer Paul.
这就是他在罗马书这七节要告诉我们的事情。
This is what he was trying to convey in this first seven verses of this book.
而你看得出，他说这个事情呢，是他要一直不断去讲的事情。
And this is something that he had to continue to express and deliver.
因为他说这个事情不单单只是关系到他而已。
Because this is not something that only matters or concerns him.
也是关系到全部的人。
It concerns all people.
那么到底是什么事情
？What exactly is this?
那为什么是这样子呢
？And why is this so?
我们接着他的这个罗马书，我们来了解，我们来这个体会一下。
Let's try to appreciate this through this book.
首先，我们从父上帝来讲起。
Let's start with our Lord Father.
他说这个是在这个第二节，他说这福音 this gospel 是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
In verse 2, he says, this gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets and the holy scriptures.
那这里讲的是父上帝。
Here he referred to God the Father.
那我希望各位弟兄姐妹从现在开始，你开始学习认识上帝是三位一体的上帝。
I hope that brothers and sisters, as we think about this today, we think of God being a holy trinity.
我从今天开始，你开始学习认识上帝是三位一体的上帝。
From today, we'll start to learn or understand God as a, God, a holy Trinity.
我知道大家想到三位一体就觉得很复杂，就算了，还是 Dear Jesus 而已就好啊。
Sometimes I think we think of the Holy Trinity being quite a complex matter.
但是其实它不是这么复杂的。
Actually, it's not that complex.
是我们教牧讲到太复杂而已。
Perhaps being made complicated in sermons.
当你从The act of God, 上帝做事情这个角度来了解的时候，三位一体就不是那么复杂了。
Perhaps I think if you understand it from the angle of the act of God, then this is no longer as complex a matter.
如果你从 the concept of the Trinitarian, 那就很复杂了。不要从 concept, 也不要从这个 the nature, 也不是从本质，不是从观念啊。
Try not to understand it from a concept, but more from the act itself.
好，父上帝他做了什么呢？
What did God the Father do?
就是在保罗两千年前，他开始来到人当中，他找了一个人叫做亚伯拉罕。
2,000 years ago, God found this man called Abraham.
然后从那里呢，就出现了以色列人这样的一件事情。
And from Abraham, the tribe of Israel was then born.
然后或许你可以想到一个比较大家熟悉的事情，就是出埃及的事情。
And then we can remember the episode of the Exodus out of Egypt.
这个事情就是告诉我们说，地上呢有一个很特别的一群人呢出现，是上帝把他们呢造出来的。
There's a special group of people on earth that was actually created by God.
那么上帝呢造的时候是上帝。
And when God created them, it was God.
在透过他的圣灵，他的大能。
Through his spirit and his power.
那么借着服从他的话的人叫摩西。
And through someone who followed his word called Moses.
那么使到这个事情发生了。
Allowed this episode to happen.
所以现在你认识这个父上帝是谁了。
So now we know who this God the Father is.
那么这样的一群人呢要来属于上帝。
And this group of people have come to belong to God.
然后上帝要他们从使到他们重新在地上能够过一个呢上帝所喜悦的一种生活，一种生命样式。
And God wants him to live a life on earth that's delightful to him.
本来上帝呢是要亚当跟女人是开始也是这样子的。
God indeed wanted Adam and Eve to live the same way.
那么 这个以色列人呢，他们没有照上帝的心意活出来。
The Israelites did not manage to live their lives according to God's.
结果他们遭到上帝的这个审判跟管教。
And they were therefore judged and punished by God.
但是就在这样的一个事情的同时
，at the same time，
上帝再一次应许说
，and God made another promise。
我虽然审判，我虽然管教你们。
Even though I've judged and punished you,
我不放弃你们。
I did not abandon you.
我还是要使你们重新再成为一群好的这个民族，成为一个上帝所喜悦的人。
I certainly want you to continue to live and be a race that's delightful to me.
我要重新复兴你们，我要重新更新你们，我要重新使你们再好起来。
I want to renew and rejuvenate your race.
那么这样的这个事情呢，就借着上帝。借着耶稣来做成。
And this was therefore fulfilled by God through Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣出现了。
And Jesus appeared.
然后耶稣跟圣灵又把这个事情做成了。
And Jesus completed this task together with the Spirit.
所以你就看到有上帝，有圣灵。
And you therefore see God with the Spirit.
那么圣灵也是神。
The Spirit is God.
父上帝是神
God the Father is God.
他们一直不断的呢，在我们当中做事情。
Together they have worked in our lives.
就是使到我们可以重新认回这个上帝，使到我们能够做上帝的儿女。
And therefore allowing us to be God's children again.
那么，在保罗之前的三十年
30 years before the time of Paul.
有一位叫做耶稣的出现了。
There's a gentleman by the name of Jesus who appeared.
然后保罗说，他呢是上帝在很久以前就说他要给我们，他要在我们当中完成这事情的这一位。
And Paul said he is the one that God had promised long ago that he would be the fulfillment of his promise to the people.
那么到底是什么事呢
？But what exactly is this that promise?
就是第三跟第四节。
And it's described in verse 3 and 4.
保罗用这两句话把主耶稣整个一生人的整个生命跟整个所做的事情呢，就用这两节讲完了。
And this Jesus' life and what he has done in his life were captured in the verses 3 and 4.
那第三节是讲到说他从诞生开始。
Verse 3 talked about Jesus from the time he was born.
那第四节呢，就讲到说他死过，然后被复活。
And verse 4 described his death and his resurrection from the dead.
其实这边还少了一件。
Actually, there was one thing that was lacking.
但是我想，不是保罗漏掉。
It's not that Paul had left it out.
你注意看保罗书信，通常他会把耶稣升天这一件事呢，也包括在内。
In most of the other Paul's letters, he will include ascension in his letters.
那么这里他停在那个死里复活，是因为第三节的关系。
Here he stopped at just resurrection of the dead because of verse 3.
什么事情呢
？What is it?
那么我先讲这个第四节。
Let's talk about verse 4 first.
第四节在你的其他的圣经的翻译里面呢，可能你读的时候你会读成说复活来证明耶稣是神。
Perhaps in the verse 4, some of the versions might describe...
Most of the versions.
Most of the versions is described, or we'll come to understand that God, Jesus resurrected from the dead in order to prove that he is God.
我相信你会读了你会得这样的一个印象。
That might be our takeaway from reading some of these translations, or most of these translations.
我说这个不是这一节要讲的。
I don't think this is what this verse was trying to convey to us.
这个是在翻译上翻的时候造成我们呢以为保罗要讲说耶稣复活是叫证明耶稣是神，不是。
I don't think this is. I think this was caused by translation. This is not what the verse is trying to convey to us.
他乃是说，按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And actually, it should say, who was appointed the Son of God in power, according to the Holy Spirit, by the resurrection of the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
你看英文的也比较清楚 ，appointed the Son of God in power。那么问题在于这个神的儿子。
The problem lies with this Son of God。
神的儿子在这个犹太人的旧约的信仰里面有三个意思。
There are three meanings as it, when it comes to the Son of God in the Jewish religion.
一个是指天使。
One is angels.
所以他不会是用在这个天使。
Certainly he's not.
因为希伯来书说耶稣比天使更大，超过天使。
Because Book of Hebrews said that Jesus is bigger than the angels.
那么神的儿子呢，在出埃及记跟在很多的这个诗篇以赛亚书，就是指以色列人。
Jesus in both the book of Exodus and
Son
of God in book of Exodus as well as book of Psalms perhaps actually refers to just the Israelites.
然后一个比较特别的用法呢，这个神的儿子就是指以色列的君王。
Actually, the more unique usage is actually means the king of Israel.
那么诗篇第二篇就是了。
最明显的。It was obvious in the book of chapter 2 in book of Psalms.
诗篇八十九篇里面也有。
Psalms chapter 89 as well.
你看到说，正如我刚才说的，每一句话的背后有一大堆的这些背景，这个牵连在一起。
As we have said, behind every phrase, there are a bunch of meanings underlying it.
那你还记得当比拉多问耶稣的时候，你是上帝的儿子吗？
Remember when Pilate asked Jesus whether he was the Son of God?
然后在那个整段对话的那个这个上下文里面
，In that dialogue,
他就是说你是以色列的王吗
？Are you the king of Israel?
所以这个上帝的儿子是要讲耶稣是不是王
？So this Son of God is whether he is king.
那么他是不是有这样的一种权柄
？Whether he has this might and power?
那么保罗说，这个上帝借着圣灵复活他。
Paul says that he was resurrected by the Spirit.
就是上帝把耶稣设立成王。
And God established Jesus as king.
那么这跟第三节呢就有关系了。
And then there was a relation to verse 3.
为什么要说是从大卫的后裔生的
？Why is it important to say that he was a descendant of David?
啊。这个是跟上帝在很久以前跟以色列人有一个约的关系。
It was because of a covenant that God made with the Israelites long ago.
那么本来大卫就是上帝的儿子。
Because David was the son of God.
在古代近东，所有的君王都被叫做是神的儿子。
Because back then all the kings were described as sons of God.
那么这不一定是指他有神性。
It doesn't necessarily mean that he's holy.
虽然罗马皇帝呢这样用是指他们变成神，这个是罗马皇帝有用。
So even though it's used in such a way by the Roman king.
但是在犹太人当中从来没有。
But not in the Jewish context.
还是人。
Still a man.
但是他是王的话，就叫做神的儿子。
But if he's a king, he's therefore a son of God.
那我们知道说，这个王本来要做一个理想的王。
This king was supposed to be somewhat of an ideal king.
他要代表上帝，把他的百姓治理得好，把国家治理得好，把土地处理得好。
He was supposed to help God manage the people and his kingdom.
然后使整个他所这个统治的这个百姓呢，真的是一个敬畏上帝的一群人。
And therefore the people they ruled over are indeed God-fearing people.
然后他们活出来的，他们的整个社会呢，是一个按照神的心意活出来的一个社会。
And the society that they live in are therefore they will bear the principles that God wants them to live by.
这个是上帝要我们人活在这个世上要这样活的。
And this is the way that God wants us to live on this earth.
然后领袖是要这样子做领袖的。
And that's how leaders are supposed to be.
但是我们读旧约，我们知道他的王一个一个一个都在败坏。
And obviously, as we read the Old Testament, we see that each and every single of the king continued to deteriorate and fail.
然后每次都是王带头做败坏，王带头呢不尊敬神。
And suddenly, it's always been the king failing and starting to disrespect God first.
然后整个社会也就腐败。
And therefore, the society would deteriorate.
那当神在管教这个王跟以色列的时候
，So when God disciplines both the king and Israel,
在以赛亚书十一章。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 11,
上帝应许说，以后我要给你们一个完美的、一个美好的王。
I will give you a perfect king.
然后是大卫的后代出现了。
And it will come from being a descendant of David.
所以这也成为以色列人世世代代都在等。那么他们说弥赛亚。
And this is obviously something that's been waited upon generations after generations by Israelites, called someone called the Messiah.
就是上帝所选的那一个。
The anointed one by God.
现在保罗说耶稣就是这一个。
And Paul says that Jesus is this person.
因为当他从死里复活的时候。
So when he was resurrected from the dead.
耶稣是为什么死的？
Why did Jesus die?
我相信你们都会给我标准答案，是因为我们的罪死的。
I think all of us could give the standard answer that he died because of our sins.
我知道大家都知道，这么多年在洗莲堂，很多东西你都会 standard answer.
I think after being in Jubilee for a number of years, we know what the right answer, standard answer is.
但是我告诉你，这个答案对一半也错一半。
Actually, this answer does some half, only half truth to it.
如果你回到福音书的话
，If we go back to the Gospels,
这个答案是错的。
This answer is actually incorrect.
如果你在保罗的书信里面的话，这个答案呢可以对的。
But in Paul's letters, this answer could be considered correct.
我们已经多年一直读福音书，每一次，尤其是这个从圣诞节到受难节。
Certainly, I think when we have been studying the Gospels from Christmas through Easter over the years.
你重新回去去翻四本福音书。
So if you go through the four Gospels,
回去看主耶稣被钉十字架之前的那一个审判的过程。
If you actually look at the process before Jesus' crucifixion,
他为什么会被比拉多钉死？
Why was he actually crucified by Pilate?
因为他承认说我是以色列的王。
Because he admitted that he was the king of Israel.
只要他跟比拉多说不是，我没有这样讲，是他们讲的。
But if he had actually just told Pilate that no, I'm not, but it was the only they said so.
比拉多还不一定会要弄死，还要钉死耶稣。
He might not have been crucified by Pilate.
我们知道耶稣死的时候，他们用比拉多用三种文字，希伯来文、罗马文、希腊文说，这个人是上帝的，是以色列的王。
That we know that when on Jesus' cross, Pilate used three languages to say that this guy is the king of Israel.
所以耶稣是不是犹太人的王
？So whether Jesus is the king of Israel?
在当时是一个非常重要也非常敏感的一个问题。
Was something that's very important and sensitive at that time.
而耶稣回答的很特别，他不能够否定，他也不能够承认，他说你说的是。
But there was a unique way for him to answer. He neither denied or agreed, but just said that you said so.
然后比拉多说，我看不是吧。
Pilate said, I doubt it. I don't think
要把他钉死。
He crucified him.
真的你不是啊，你都给我钉死了，你还哪里会是
？Then if since I managed to kill you, how could you be?
但是没有想到三天之后，上帝说 ，Yes, he is.我证明给你看，我叫他起来。
So 3 days later, God resurrected him from the dead and proved that he is indeed king of Israel.
这个就是按圣善的灵说，从死里复活，以大能说他是神的儿子，就是 he is king.
Yeah, this is what verse 4 had described to us.
就是因为这样的事实
，because of this fact.
Fact. 然后保罗在路上碰到这样的一位。
And Paul met this person on the road.
在《使徒行传》第九章。
In the Book of Acts, chapter 9.
这一位复活的主呢，叫他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼害我？”
This the resurrected God asked Saul, Saul, why have you persecuted me?
保罗说：“你是谁啊？”
And Paul asked, Who are you?
他说：“我就是你所逼害的耶稣。”
I'm the Jesus whom you have persecuted.
这个对保罗开始是一个很大的一个震撼的。
I think it was something that was quite shocking to Paul.
为什么这一位叫耶稣的，我知道他被钉死的。
Because this Jesus whom I know was crucified.
为什么现在他带着荣光，然后带着肉身来跟我显现
？But how can he come back to me in flesh and glory?
然后再接着下来，我三天眼睛没有办法看见。
And 3 days after I could not see.
我也不能够吃。
I couldn't eat.
然后有一个人奉他的名来到我的面前。
Someone came in Jesus' name to Paul.
跟我祷告之后。
After he prayed with me.
我看见了。
I could see.
还有我被圣灵充满。
I was filled with the Spirit.
各位。
Brothers and sisters.
这些事情对一个非犹太人来说。
These things to a non-Jew.
都是一些奇奇怪怪的事。
Something that's quite absurd and weird.
但是对于一个像保罗这个有旧约信仰背景的犹太人来说
，But someone like Paul who has a background in the Old Testament,
他的了解就不一样了。
His understanding will be very different.
这些事情在旧约的信仰里面
，These things in the Old Testament,
瞎眼可看见
The blind could see.
有荣光。
Someone that comes with glory.
有圣灵赐下。
Fill the spirit.
这些只有神才做的事情。
It's something that only God is capable of doing.
也只有神才能够带来的。
And something that only God could bring about.
所以保罗这个时候才知道说，这一位不单单只是一个人而已。
So Paul at this time then realized that this can not only just be a man.
他虽然是人。
Even though he is a man.
但是他不单单只是人。
But he's not only a man.
因为他也同时能够做只有耶和华上帝做的事。
Because he could do only what Yahweh God could do.
所以我们一定要开始认识父上帝是谁。
Therefore, we have to understand who God the Father is.
不然我们永远没有办法讲清楚耶稣的事情的。
Because if not, we'll never be able to understand the matters surrounding Jesus.
因为耶稣是谁，耶稣是怎么样，是跟这个分不开的。
Because who Jesus is and cannot be separated from.
而且他必须要放在这样的一个事情的背景里面去了解的。
And this does not have to be put in that framework for us to understand.
而当我们按照这样的一个框架了解的时候
，But if we think of it in this logic.
我们就能够明白保罗讲的这些话。
We could understand what Paul was trying to convey.
然后他就在那一个过，就在那一件事情里面，耶稣跟他讲说：“你从此成为我的仆人，成为我的见证人，成为我的代表。”
And in that process, Jesus told Paul to be his servant, his witness, and his apostle.
你知道，保罗又是一个犹太人。
We know that Paul is Jewish.
他会觉得这个是很大的恩典。
He will find that this is a grace of a big magnitude.
所以你可以在这七节里面，你一直看到恩典、恩典的出现。我们来看一下啊，耶稣基督的仆人保罗奉召，他是知道他是被召的啊。然后下第五节下一章，你就看。我们从他受了恩惠，你看到吗？恩惠 ，we have received grace， right？ 第六节，其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣，你们也是 called to belong called。第七节，我写信给你们，在罗马为神所爱，奉召做圣徒。他就开始用这种语言，就是一个很特别的事情发生了。来到我这里了，使到我呢，成为不再是跟过去一样的。
So what has happened to Paul has transpired and changed them, and he started to deliver this in this manner using a grace and called for both himself and the people in Rome.
然后这整个事情
，and this whole event，
保罗说这个叫福音。
And this is what God, Paul referred to as the gospel.
福音不是我们教会。把它简化成有一个很生气的上帝，我们都是罪人，然后被丢到地狱里面。如果耶稣没有替你死呢，那你就会下地狱，不会上天堂。福音不是只是这样。
The gospel is not what the churches tell us, where it's only about an angry God, sin against God, and resurrection of Jesus.
We've been thrown into hell. If you don't believe Jesus, then you'll be there. You don't go to heaven.
Okay.
我们叫做福音，然后你就听，你就从来没有听到查恩牧师讲这种东西，所以我们从来没有传福音的。
So we have not heard Pastor bring this up, and therefore we do not evangelize.
我没有传你要听的那种福音，我每个礼拜都在传圣经的福音。
Because Pastor Chan has been preaching what the gospel wants.
我每个礼拜都在跟你说耶和华是谁，为什么怎么样怎么样，然后又再怎么样。我每个礼拜都在讲福音。
Pastor Chan has been preaching the gospel every week.
而我二十年，我教福音课 A 跟 B，
Pastor,
我都在教福音。
Teaches gospel lessons A and B。
所以让我们重新看到福音是这样的。
And again, let's revisit this. That gospel. This is what gospel is.
就是说，有一位叫做父上帝的。
Someone called God the Father.
他曾经创造。
He created.
他呼叫亚伯拉罕。
He summoned or called Abraham.
他使一群人叫做以色列人出现。
Created this race called Israelites.
然后后来，他再借着主耶稣。
And through Jesus Christ.
又在做一些事情。
He did a number of things.
然后在这个过程里面。
And this process.
他的能力，他的圣灵都一直在 involve.
His power, his might, and his spirit have were constantly involved.
所以这个神。
this God.
这个一直不断在我们当中做事情产生故事的神。
This God who has been working consistently throughout our lives.
叫做父上帝。
God the Father.
叫做主耶稣。
Called Jesus Christ.
叫做圣灵。
Holy Spirit.
Trinitarian. 就是这样。就是这样。你这样了解，这样明白，三一神就是指这样。
This is what the Holy Trinity means.
然后今天保罗说
And this, today Paul says,
他使我们做什么呢？他使我们要来成为圣徒。
He called us to be saints.
使到我们可以有一个不一样的一种生命。
That he allowed us to have a different type of life.
我们可以呢，活出一种不同的一种生命。
Live a different type of life.
我们不需要在一种是犯罪，不需要在一种黑暗，不需要在一种不平安，不需要在一种不喜乐，不需要在一种伤害自己、伤害别人。
Do not have to be living in a sinful, unhappy life.
我们可以是像耶稣这样子是活。
We can be just like Jesus to live.
像耶稣这样子去到哪里，他都成为别人的一种的鼓励，别人的安慰，别人的祝福，别人的一种造就。
And everywhere that Jesus goes, he was to become a blessing and encouragement to everybody.
这是上帝要让我们可以成为这样。
Because this is what God wants us to be.
所以今天我的这个题目是。
And today my topic is.
神这个圣善的呼召。Holy calling.
The holy calling by God.
然后 dash. Who is who?谁是谁？因为上帝他在我们当中，他来到我们当中，他做了这些事情。
Because God came among us and did certain things.
然后他以这些事情来呼召我们。
And he called us through the things that he performed.
然后来告诉我们说 ，things can be the other way around.
Things could be done differently.
事情可以是不是不一样的。正如我们过去我们的这个四十年、五十年是怎么发生的。
So similar, perhaps the last 40 or 50 years were this way.
所以今天我们这样。
And this is how we are today.
然后今天我们担心一个问题。
And things that we're worried about today.
我们还能够持续这样吗
？Can we continue this way?
所以今天我们的领袖们在谈这个 sustainability。
The leadership of Singapore today is continue to talk about sustainability.
这个大企业也是在谈 sustainability.
Same for companies and corporations.
那么上帝当然，上帝是不是能够继续在我们当中
？God certainly continues to be amongst us.
直到我们人真的是重新回去他那里，成为一个美善的人。
We could actually go back to him and become the race that he wants us to be.
保罗领受了这样的一件事情。
Paul experienced this.
保罗明白了这样的事情。
Paul appreciated this.
他在以弗所书第三章那边有讲。
Ephesians, chapter 3, he said this.
他说这怎样，这个整个这样的一个神的这样的一个奥秘的心意。
The mindset of God.
我明白了。
I finally understand.
我曾经略略写过，他说。
I have intermittently written about this.
然后他就一直不断的要去传达。传讲这样的一个事
and he therefore asked to continue to be able to express this.
因为他自己领受到了
because he himself had experienced this.
我想今天我们也趁着我们新加坡这样一个很特别的一个时代
I think today, given the quite unique situation that Singapore is in,
而我们几个星期前也发生了我们的这个建国总理离开我们这样一个特别的一个这样一个时刻
and this moment when our founding father departed.
让我们今天自己想一想。
We actually reflect on this ourselves today.
Who am I? What am I? What am I going to be? 尤其是这个福音来到我当中的时候。
Particularly when the gospel has come to us.
愿神借着罗马书继续来引导我们。
Hope that God will continue to lead us through the book of Romans.
我们一起祷告。天父上帝，我们感谢你。我们每一个人存活在世，不是偶然，也不是突然，也不是忽然间 的一切的机遇，一大堆的分子聚集在一起，而成为了这一切。我们知道有你是主，有你在干预，有你在看守，有你在促成，生命人在你眼中是不一样的。你也不任凭我们自己在那里胡闹胡搞，也不知道自己做些什么，而糊里糊涂过一生，一代一代这样过去。你接着你自己的爱子来告诉我们，我们可以是谁，我们应当是谁，我们可以有一个丰盛、有意义、尊贵、圣洁、好的生活样式可以去表达。你已经向我们证明，也向我们显示什么是一个美善的生命，借着耶稣一生真真实实的给我们展现出来。父啊，求你圣灵这时候光照开启，让我们看见你这一切的美和善，以及你那尊贵圣洁的呼召，呼召我们来成为这样一个尊贵美善的生命，跟来连于你这样一个生命，让我们真的是世世代代都属于你，也称颂你。你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们以感恩的心来奉献。